Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for today is going to be increasingly cloudy. We've got a chance for snow developing later on. Could see some accumulation with that. The high around 32. Kenosha right now is at 12 above. It's up to 10 again now in Burlington. Milwaukee 13 and 12 degrees in Racine. Just a few hours after they had been completed, some of the ice sculptures set up in downtown Racine over the weekend got vandalized. One scenario even caught on security video. Based on claims of business operators, since police got no reports of any damage, this happened Saturday night into Sunday morning sometime. The one on video occurring in the 600 block of 6th Street, one of two individuals after they took a selfie by the sculpture, is observed kicking it over, then getting into a car nearby, and with the other individual, they left. The ice sculpture is part of the Break the Ice event involving over a dozen carvers on Main and 6th Streets. Not held this year, of course, the big chill snow sculpting competition. Fond du Lac picked it up. It is scheduled to go the weekend of February 10th through the 12th. Process of determining what should happen with the Horlick Dam is going to be continuing tonight with a public meeting at the Isgrove office complex for the county on Highway 20 west of the interstate. DNR has ordered Racine County, which owns the dam, to make some modifications to allow it to handle the effects of the so-called 100-year storm. Julie Anderson, the county's Public Works and Development Services Director, telling supervisors recently that the meeting tonight will include a number of interested parties, and there are different options at this point that have been identified. Anderson noting, however, Southeast Wisconsin Regional Plan Commission is recommending that the dam be taken out.
Now, Racine County has not come to any conclusions yet. We're just sharing with you that from an environmental consideration and some of the engineering effects that they've looked at, that is what they are recommending.
Meanwhile, tonight's meeting going to begin at 6:30. It'll be in the auditorium at Ives Grove. The public is welcome to attend. It is going to be Racine County and the city of Burlington continuing discussions about a shared government facility to replace the aging Joint Services Building on Main Street, armed with a facility study and some different options. Factoring into a timetable for Burlington officials, the fact that the county wants to take the building down in early 2018, it's also home to the city's senior center. County Executive Chief of Staff M.T. Boyle has already stated that the county is committed to that spot and that the new county building will go forward regardless of what Burlington decides. It could even include the temporary relocation of the senior center to another available building. Mayor Jeannie Hefty's indicated there's no time frame for making a decision. The Burlington Area School District recently decided not to join in that planning process. Well, if you've got a bunch of old photographs or video recordings that really ought to be transferred over to a digital storage, then you kind of understand the Racine Unified School District's desire to electronically store documents. Lots of documents, including those of years gone by. The district's technology guru is Tim Peltz. He talked to the school board recently about it and that $500,000 cost they keep seeing. He says that it's all about time and labor.
The vast majority is staff having outsourced time. People coming here and going through every single piece of paper and scanning it into a system. So it's labor.
He noted not every single document will be kept, but some have to be retained. Others may be expendable. Superintendent Lolly Hawes noted that it's a budget priority going forward. The $500,000 for the digital record keeping, just a rough estimate at this point. They haven't gone out for any kind of bids. And coming up this afternoon, the Mount Pleasant Village Board will have a special meeting at the campus auditorium about 3:30 or so. Sole agenda item, the community development director position. Job opened up when Logan Martin resigned to join S.C. Johnson. Sam Schultz has been serving as the interim director. When the Racine County Board voted several weeks ago to sell the Ridgewood Care Center to Villa Healthcare of Illinois, it began the process of formal negotiation, which is continuing and would be the focus of an update to the executive committee at the Isgrove office complex. The group has a closed session at 5 o'clock in the conference room behind the county board chambers. It's to update to come from Corporation Counsel John Lehman. Not going to be an open session afterward, though, to indicate where those negotiations stand. Racine's Bell Urban System buses carried fewer riders in 2016 than the previous year. Some new branding and marketing this year directed toward trying to raise some of those numbers. The Transit and Parking Commission recently hearing from Bus General Manager Willie McDonald. He reported 2016 ridership down by 7.3%, corresponding revenue off by 6.1%. Paratransit service declined 8.2% during the 12 months, and revenue, he said, was off by 14.6%.
Now on this paratransit, we sold no tickets to community care. And community care usually buy tickets to give to their
clients.
Their clients.
Yeah.
And I think they got smart and stopped buying them and give their clients $4 to pay. And then, I can't say this for sure, but I think they get reimbursed for the ride.
McDonald adding that overtime costs were down 40% for the year, the number of collisions falling by 30%. December overtime, that went up by 58% because Sundays were holidays, and the language in the drivers' union contract says they get paid, but it happens only once every 7 years. City of Racine Health Department gets a whole lot of money, that is, through the state and federal governments. And it's that time of the year when the government acceptance process is taking place. City Finance Department and Director talking about it, the Finance Committee looking it over. Administrator Dottie K. Bowersox explaining just over $11,000 from the state is for preventive health and health services documentation, $102,700 from the state for the Well Woman program, and $110,700 from the state for three programs that help children.
We have $36,000 and some change for immunizations, $27,000 and some change for childhood lead, and $46,000 and some change for maternal child health care. Again, all three services that we have been funded repeatedly because of our performance, as well as for the need and the necessity within the community.
Just one funding initiative requires a local contribution. In this instance, it's a soft match that qualifies as facilities and computer costs, along with staffing. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. At WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.